This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States on Thursday defended its efforts to broker a ceasefire and renewed fighting between Israel and Palestinian militants as Washington finds itself isolated at the United Nations over its opposition to any Security Council action. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Linda Thomas-Greenfield told the 193-member U.N. General Assembly as it met to discuss the violence that the United States has not been silent, and she believes no other country is working more urgently toward peace. The United States has repeatedly objected to a UN Security Council statement since fighting erupted 11 days ago between Israel and Hamas militants and other groups in Gaza. The U.S. has traditionally shielded its ally Israel at the United Nations. Diplomatic efforts toward a ceasefire in the Gaza war gathered pace on Thursday amid the worsening humanitarian crisis in the Palestinian territory, but fighting between Israel and Palestinian militant group Hamas continues. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres urged Israel to allow rapid and unhindered access to aid and told the General Assembly he would launch a full humanitarian appeal for funding as soon as possible. Guterres said Thursday, "If there is a hell on earth, it's the lives of children in Gaza today." He says hundreds of buildings and homes have been destroyed or damaged, and airstrikes have damaged several hospitals. Some 50,000 people are seeking shelter in UN schools, mosques, and other places with little access to water, food, hygiene, or health services, according to Guterres.